Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon, we're back. It's me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely delightful Jill Serkin.
Hello.
Hello.
I've had a little complaint, Mr. Andrews.
Have you?
Yes. Not only from the RSPCA that you are force-feeding squirrels in Tenterton town.
Yeah, yeah.
But now there's been a very distressing story about a little mouse that was found comatosed.
In my medicine drawer.
In your medicine drawer.
Yeah, when I was injured.
Having chomped through all of your ibuprofen.
Six packets of ibuprofen. Yeah.
Yes.
His brain exploded. It served him right.
Poor little mouse. And he'd only had a few cornflakes on an empty stomach.
Yeah, no, well, I fed him to the squirrel.
Did you?
Yeah, that's it. That sorted it.
Well, anyway, we're getting the complaints in now already.
Yeah, well, never mind.
Well, that's not what the mouse said.
Well, and do I care?
How is your arm?
It is very painful, thank you.
Well, listen, he came in this morning and he is holding his arm like a little wing, like a little fledgling bird.
A little wounded sparrow.
Yeah, and, but because he's a man, so he won't do anything about it. He's just going to moan all through the show.
I cried. What would you want?
And he won't have it in a sling because, you know, people might not fancy him. And basically, he's just making a whole fuss, and rather than doing something about it, and having a sling and taking some ibuprofen.
That was a message from my mum. Thank you very much. Shall we crack on?
Let's do.
Yeah, well, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. As always, we'd like to hear from you, from the businesses of Kent. So do please give us a call on 01303 874 998. Or if you're too shy to speak to Jules or myself on the phone, you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But the most likely way to get hold of us is to tweet. If you send us a tweet...
Or by the left arm.
Yeah.
The painful one.
Yeah. You can tweet me at VanillaWeb. We've already had 20 or 30 tweets in so far, so we will get round to those. And I've also had an email on the back of a tweet that I got a little bit earlier, because the lady that emailed me couldn't fit it all into the tweet, so she asked me if she could email me and tell me all about it.
It can be quite frustrating trying to fit it all in, can't it?
It can be, yeah, especially when
I
read out this email, and you can see why she didn't get it into 140 characters. Anyway, it's an email from a young lady called Tracy Bennett, and she's from Ramsgate, and she runs a small children's cancer charity called kiddiecancerinfo.com.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And they have a website that we would like you to check out, which is kiddiecancerinfo.com. And she says, I'm looking for companies or individuals to be the main sponsor for the charity website. For over 3 years, I've been campaigning and raising money by hosting events and gaining support with Gibson Ramsgate estate agents. And my campaign website can be found at www.amumscampaign.com, amumscampaign.com. If I can find a sponsor for Kiddie Cancer Info, I will use the money for the following things. To promote the website with Heart Radio.
Heart Radio? I wouldn't bother with that.
I think she misspelt channel there. I think she meant channel.
Well, you want local listeners, yeah, don't you?
And she will open a charity shop in Ramsgate. And I would run the charity shop for free until it is earning enough money to support.
Is that you? You're going to run
manager.
It for free?
No, Tracy is.
You just said, I will, you.
Yeah, I'm reading her email.
Are you sure? It sounded like you were volunteering.
I'm reading her email.
Well, she's got you down now. She's got your name down, Saturday mornings.
I'm sorry about this, Tracy, but it does make me laugh, this. She's put here something that a lot of people put, and it's one of the most sought-after jobs in the world. Do you know what that is?
Tasting food?
No. It's to be a little square wooden feeding box. That's what most people want, according to their CVs anyway. Because it says, as it does in Tracy's email, she wants to be the manger.
The manger.
Yeah. It's the most misspelled word in the, in the world, manager. Yeah. Sorry, Tracy. I'll be grateful for any donations or support from the Fannet businesses. We cannot register as a charity until our income is £5,000 a year. And the charity commission say that we can only be a small charity until we raise this. We can't be a small charity until we raise this £5,000. But companies won't sponsor us because we're not a charity.
But so Tracy is asking you, the presenter of the Business Bunker, if you will help her raise funds so that she can advertise on Heart FM. Am I right on that?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Tracy, we need to have a little chat off air.
Well, what she actually wants is sponsors for their website. That's what she needs. So they can get some money in so that they can register with the charity commission and then they can go full blast into raising money.
Well, it's a brilliant cause. It's a fabulous cause. Absolutely. And Paul will be down to open the shop and keep running it every Saturday.
Thank you for that,
Tracy.
So let me give you those web addresses again. We will put them, we will put the links on the Business Bunker website so that you can follow up at a later date with this. But please support Tracy Bennett from Ramsgate with her attempt to get her charity off the ground, which is called www.kiddiecancerinfo.com, or you can look at her personal campaign website, which is called amumscampaign.com. So please do check that out, because it's a fantastic cause.
And she was based in Ramsgate.
And she was based in Ramsgate, and she's currently working with Gibson Estate Agents to help raise money.
Now, does Ramsgate come under Thanet?
Yes.
Right, Tracy, send me a, drop me an email on Bunker as well, and I'll try and get some something in my business column.
Yeah.
Because I can do a Thanet column.
Yeah, absolutely. Doesn't Ramsgate come on?
Well, I wasn't sure. Not sure.
You're down from London, are you?
I know
you're
some down from bits London. Of Thanet.
She's down from London, she is.
But it's quite exact, is. You know, your bits of Thanet,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, you're a giveaway, Jules. You're a giveaway, you're not a local. You're the only person I know that lives in Kent that still calls it West Malling.
I know, but I'm not a DFL, you know.
I know.
I'm not a DFL.
No, you're down from Egypt, aren't you, or somewhere?
Yeah, Cairo.
Cairo. Same city, just
and
warmer.
And of Kalamata, be quite yourself.
Absolutely.
Manhaba, keep absolutely.
No, I couldn't agree more.
Aywa, yalla, yalla.
Right, I've got an email I want to do here as well.
Have you?
Yes, indeed. More colleges are being invited to take part in the Young Business Minds 2013, the annual inter-college competition for Year 12 students, organised and developed by the Marketing Eye in Upfield. It's to give young people a valuable insight into the world of business. It's now in its third year, and the number of colleges involved has grown each year. There was four in the first, six in 2012, who were Upfield Community Technical College, Uplands Community College in Wadhurst, Beacon Community College in Crowborough, Heathfield Community College, Ringmer Community College and Steyning Grammar School. We'd love to throw the net wider this year and have set a goal of involving at least 10 colleges in Young Business Minds 2013, says Neil Edwards, who is the Managing Director of the Marketing Eye. The competition has won great support from both the students taking part and their teachers. We'd like to involve more colleges in East Sussex, as well as working with some in West Sussex and Kent. That will be you then, Kent College. Kent College, won't
yes,
it?
Yes, it will.
Yeah, go on.
They said.
The competition was created to offer a fun and educational project for Year 12 students to complete during the period of term time after their AS level exams and the start of their summer holidays. Many students don't focus well. Excuse me. That's you, Stuart, she's talking to. So sorry about that. Many students don't focus well during this period as they have completed their exams and are eager to begin their break. Yes, this project gives them a purpose and helps to contribute to their CVs. Absolutely. The 2012 Young Business Minds competition was won by a team from Ringmer Community College last year called Hot and Gold. Hot and Cold, I beg your pardon. With an innovative idea based around hot ice cream.
I remember that.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember the hot ice cream.
Yeah, we covered that on the Bunker, didn't we?
We did. Well, I think we ate it.
I think we did.
Well, we eat most things.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether they're food or not.
To our guests.
Passing so alpacas, squirrels.
Anything.
Mice.
Tranquilised mice.
Drugged up mice. Anything. If it comes within the range of this studio, it's gone. The Hot and Cold team impressed judges, not just with the innovative idea of hot ice cream, but with the impressive marketing plan and financial plan which accompanied it. Neil Edwards from Marketing Eye said the business plan was so well developed that it was basically ready to put in front of a bank or an investor, and that was quite some achievement. To be part of Young Business Minds 2013, please contact Abby Bailey from the Marketing Eye, and you can speak to Abby on 01825 765 617, or you can email Abby at abigail at themarketingeye.com, and we will put those links on the Business Bunker website. So if you run a school or a college and you would like to enter the Young Business Minds 2013 challenge, I suggest that you do. Good. I think what we'll do is a couple of tweets, Jules, and then you can start on some of the emails you've got. What do you reckon?
Who's tweeting you?
There's a few tweets coming in now. It's not as busy as it was last week, but
last week was ridiculously busy.
It was mad last week, wasn't it?
It was very good. It was nice to get so many tweets.
Yeah, the absolutely gorgeous Serenity Becker's been on.
Ah, yes, she's got a job vacancy.
Yeah, Rebecca Nutt.
Are you going to go for that as well as running the Ramsgate kiddies children's?
Do you think I'd make a good qualified beauty therapist?
I think you'd be fantastic. Would you make everybody that came feel so much better, wouldn't you, once they looked at you? Frankly, they just feel wonderful about themselves.
I'm deeply wounded.
Are
now.
You? Yeah, I'm I know. Deeply I've wounded. Seen your arm.
Yeah.
What's she looking for?
A qualified beauty therapist, surprisingly.
Right.
And they need them for Saturdays in their Whitstable salon.
I suspect, because Rebecca Nutt also has a Canterbury salon, so probably that person might occasionally be needed to go into the Canterbury salon in Castle Street.
Well, you are HR manager.
Yeah, no, PR.
She says Whitstable there.
I think she might also want them, strangely, if somebody's off sick, you see.
All right, okay.
Great little job, though.
Okay.
She will train you.
There we go. So if anybody's interested in that, get in touch with Serenity Health and Beauty in Whitstable or Canterbury.
She'd train you up, Paul.
Exactly.
Wouldn't you?
Can I put in extensions and eyebrow knitting and all that?
Yeah, knitting. Yeah. Eyebrow knitting.
Yeah, what's it called?
Threading.
Oh, that's the chat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you don't knit your eyebrows.
Do you not?
No,
I could knit eyebrows.
You probably do. Oh. You've got a monobrow there, so it would probably take some time.
I have not.
Only because you plucked this morning, listener. He's plucked.
I pluck every morning. What's the matter with you?
Who else tweeted?
We've had Lee. Morning, Paul. Could you give the Chinese New Year at Maidstone a plug? And I'll email over the details later for you to put on the Business Bunker show. So, yeah, no, absolutely, Lee. More than happy to do that. Do you remember, have you met Lee? Lee is involved.
Quite a few Lees.
Yeah, no, but Lee was involved with Alsford Priory. Do you remember?
Lee, that Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we got all those lovely people from Alsford Priory and their new restaurant and stuff.
This John Sykes went round and said it was absolutely divine.
Yeah. Anyway, so Lee's asking us to give a plug for the Chinese New Year at Maidstone.
What's his Twitter handle?
Who?
Lee.
She. Her Twitter handle.
Okay, fine. What's her Twitter handle?
Her Twitter handle is MDP_LEE.
Well, now I'm confused because we had a man in from Aylesford Priory.
We did indeed. Guest. Yes, we had
We didn't have a female.
No, we had.
We had a lovely guest.
Yes, it was Lee that organised it, and she was here, but she didn't come into the studio.
Right.
And we had the lovely Aidan, I think his name was.
Lovely Irish chap.
Yes, who ran the thing. And we were going to have Father Brendan as well, but he couldn't make it.
He was in prayer, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Or contemplation.
Exactly, yeah.
That's why I'm confused, because I've never met Lee.
No, okay. I'll introduce you.
Please do.
We've had the normal loads of hellos from Pete Cook, Academy of Rock. He's got a new book out, worth a read.
I know, he's just so prolific, that man.
Yep. There's a lot of books being written at the moment. Michael Smith has tweeted as well. He's just produced a book.
Enid Blyton, she's good. Secret Seven, you know.
Yeah.
You must have gone to Mallory Towers, surely.
Yeah. Jolly hockey sticks, Ginger. I say.
Ginger beer, potted beef sandwiches.
I say. Anyway, Michael
Fanny
Smith
in the kitchen.
Michael Smith hasn't written The Famous Five at all.
What has he written?
He's written A Walk in the Garden.
Ah, well, this is where you and I always differ, isn't it, on this story? Because I think he does pub walks, and you just say he walks aimlessly anywhere.
No, I don't.
You said it live on air. Listen to last week.
No, I did. What I actually said was he publishes a newspaper about walks in Kent, some of which are pub walks and some of which aren't. But Michael famously did the walk around the Kent coast for the RNLI last year.
Yeah.
He walked around the entire coast of Kent non-stop.
Do you know why I'm irritating you today? More than usual.
Because it's a day of the week?
No. Because I had all that sugar on my show. That's what it is. I had the carrot cake, didn't I?
What was it last week?
Scoff and Quaff at 11 to 12 live every Tuesday. And I had these carrot cakes, which were absolutely divine. But I've got a sugar rush going on, Paul. That's why I'm really annoying you.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I was getting concerned.
Mm.
Right, anyway, cracking on. Do an email.
fine. Actually, your skin does look better. I think you've probably been had a little facial at Serenity Beckers, haven't you? Have you heard about the Anne Robinson Centre, that's just opened at the Pilgrims Hospice?
I have.
There's the brilliant Wendy Kelk there, who came to the Kent Whitstable, the Kent Business Tweet Up at Lenley's last week, which was fabulous. So hi, Wendy, and hi, Deborah. She says that if you want to come along and have a look at the new facility at the Anne Robertson Centre, there's a lovely welcome area and a conservatory for you to enjoy refreshments. And there's quite a few different rooms. They've got a fully equipped centre. It's furnished throughout, so you can use it as a hosting place, so you can have a meeting there. They've got the largest room can seat 55 people in a theatre style, or 24 in a classroom or horseshoe shape. And it's a has a large flat screen TV on one wall, and you can have obviously connections for laptops and projectors. So great facility there in the heart of Canterbury. It's named after the Anne Robertson that founded Pilgrims Hospice.
Not the weakest link then.
No, not that one. Not that one with the facelift. So if you want
are the weakest link. Goodbye.
If you want to book this, it's the AnneRobertsonCentre.org. Have a look at their website and find out what you can do. There is a Canterbury number, which is 01227 812 616. But contact Wendy Kelk and find out how you can use these classroom-style facilities. Sounds good.
Brilliant. Thank you for that. Do you know what we're going to do now?
You're not going to play Boy George, are you?
I'm not going to play Boy George, actually. Oh. I've changed the running order just to throw
just
you.
Because I played him.
Yeah, I'm going to play a bit of tunage. I'm going to play a bit of Boy George later.
Not Duffy.
No, not Duffy, not Phil Collins.
This is
my personal tribute.
Oh, no.
To the sad loss of
Mr.
Reg Presley of the Troggs.
The Trog.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Sorry about that. Don't know what happened there.
You did say he'd died.
Yeah, it didn't come on. So I'll tell you what. In deference to Jules, I will play some Culture Club.
Oh, yeah, good.
Here you go,
Boy George.
Give me a time to realize my crime. Let me love.
Let you go.
Business Bunker.
Welcome back there, a bit of Culture Club.
Yeah, sorry about your trog.
Yeah, it was a shame. It was obviously an empty track for some reason. Don't know what happened.
We'll try it for next week.
I will play Reg later because Wild Thing is one of my favourite tracks. From back in the day. Have you seen me do my impression of Wild Thing?
I have.
It's pretty impressive, isn't it?
You, the squirrel, and the tranquilised mice.
Yeah, on a dance floor. It clears the dance floor.
Yes, it does.
It clears the dance floor in every club in the same street. Yeah, absolutely. We're going to come to our first guest in a moment. I think we better do another email or two because we've got quite a few hundred, haven't we?
We have.
We'll do an email and then we'll come to our first guest, Shirley Mansfield, in about 2 minutes.
This is Kent Tourism, and tourism is currently worth $3.4 billion to the Kent economy, and it supports more than 64,414 jobs. According to the most recent research into the county's visitor economy by Visit Kent, this research reveals that in 2011, Kent entertained 57 million visitors. Medway, Canterbury, Swale and Thanet were the top four places to stay for the county's 4 million overnight visitors. It also shows that within the past 5 years, the number of day visitors has increased by 8%. The number of jobs is up by 9% and the economic impact has risen by 16%. So well done. That's great. Great news for Kent Tourism. And you can see details of that on the Business Bunker. We'll put a link to that. But that's great, isn't it?
Yeah. Have you heard that the first phase of planning has been granted for Swanscombe to build a big entertainment centre there?
Really? Do you mean for live acts and
More Disney World.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. It's not Disney, but, you know, that kind of, it's an entertainment theme park, but a big one.
Okay.
And there will be multiplex cinemas and all kinds of things.
What's the nearest transport to there?
Ipswich.
That's a brilliant area.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it's North Kent, which needs the regeneration, but it's also right close to the high-speed train and, you know.
Well, maybe that will help Manston in some sort of way as well. You never know, people coming in from Skibbon.
Balancing the county.
You do know
have a heavy thing at each end.
you do know that you can go to Abu Dhabi now via Manston, via Schiphol, for about £340, £400.
I know.
Which is great. Shall we go?
Yeah, come on in. Let's go.
Quick, we've got half an hour.
Anyway, enough of that nonsense. Let's introduce some seriousness into the proceedings. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Shirley Mansfield. Hello, Shirley.
Hi, Paul.
Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Shirley is known as the SME coach, amongst other things.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about you and about what you do. And we're also going to talk a little bit about the Growth Accelerator Fund as well, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's pick up Growth Accelerator later.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'm actually what's called a business coach. And a lot of people say to me, well, what does that actually mean? So if you think about a sports coach helping a sporting person to achieve their very, very best, then I do exactly the same thing with businesses.
Right.
So it's about getting their head in the right place, getting them focused on what trophies they want to win, what goals they want to hit, and then helping them to put the plans in place to move that forward.
Cool. Okay. And do you do that primarily with SMEs, micro businesses, larger businesses, or anyone really?
It tends to vary, but most of the time, I tend to work with a lot of family businesses.
Right, okay.
Quite often, I happen to have three or four at the moment, which are just moving from first to second generation, and coping with that. But also with business owners themselves who are owner managers. Running a business is the most incredibly lonely place to be.
Well, tell me about it.
However supportive your family and partners are at home, people tend to still carry that burden themselves. So having somebody that they can have a rant to, that they can bounce ideas around with, somebody who's not judgmental, who's not emotionally involved with their baby that's their business, can really help to bring some clarity towards their business.
I totally agree. Do you know, it's one of those funny things. People quite often say to me, you need a holiday. And I go,
yeah. You need a business coach.
Yeah. I go, yeah, but what would that do me? And I go, well, you'd have a break. And I go, and then I'd come back. And all I'd have is the pile of stuff that I didn't do while I was away for a week. So that would have worked out.
I know. You see it in so many companies. Mm. The 2 weeks before you go on holiday is the busiest time.
Yeah.
You have a week or two off and you come back and, as you say,
yeah.
you know, 1,000 emails in your inbox and all yeah. those sorts of things.
Yeah.
So actually getting businesses focused and making sure that they outsource the right type of stuff is really important.
Cool. And you say you work quite a lot with family businesses.
Yeah, I seem to have developed a bit of a specialism with family businesses.
Right.
But also
because they can bring unique challenges themselves, can't they?
They can.
Especially with generational things.
Yes, yes. And of course, if you think about the shift in communications, even just that bit with all of the social media,
yeah.
that seems to widen the generational gap. But, you know, there's a number of challenges. You know, the first generation really doesn't want to let go.
Yeah, absolutely.
And perhaps the second generation really doesn't want to take over.
Yeah.
Or somebody marries into the business.
Yeah.
So they have all the normal business challenges.
Plus some.
Plus some.
Yeah, absolutely.
Plus some.
No, absolutely. It's understandable as well, isn't it? But, you know, you have to work through it.
Exactly. But there's some huge benefits about doing it. In theory, yeah. you should all be singing off the same hymn sheet.
Yeah, sure.
You've got generally a lot of tradition and ethos and ethics around the business, which are tremendously valuable to family businesses.
Absolutely, absolutely. And all the element of trust and stuff like that is the upside of it.
Exactly.
Like anything, there's always a little bit of downside.
Oh, yes. Sibling rivalry is one.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the thing that fascinates me is always the generational thing about new technology and innovations in business, because an awful lot of businesses anyway aren't particularly good at innovating, but quite often long-established family businesses can be the worst.
Yes, particularly if they're second going into third or third, hopefully going into fourth generation. But, of course, there's only about 5% of family businesses that make it past third generation.
Right, okay.
And quite often that is because they've been successful doing what they're doing and don't see the necessity for change. Then when the next generation comes in, the change becomes so radical.
Yeah.
that it becomes difficult to control. So sometimes, you know, change, we always hear change or die.
Yeah.
But you don't necessarily have to change at 1,000 miles an hour.
No, absolutely. And in fact, I totally agree with that. And I say that quite a lot. You know, people resist change. They resist innovation. And that just puts the pain further down the road. Whereas small incremental changes on an ongoing basis, you actually end up changing your business without even noticing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that tends to work better on the whole, unless you actually have to particularly react to some external event. But absolutely. Yeah.
Most businesses, when they sit back, they do change something every day. And that might be as simple or as complicated as taking on a new accountancy system or potentially using a new logistics company. You know, for me, that is innovation.
Yeah.
Innovation is do something different and make money. It's not necessarily about wildly creative or wacky.
No, absolutely.
Just do something different, make some money.
Yep, if you keep on doing what you've always done, you keep on getting what you always got.
Exactly.
If you want a different
result, let's get something different.
Do something different, absolutely. So the kind of coaching that you're doing, I'm sure each client is fairly different.
Yes.
But do you have a methodology that you apply, or, you know, is there a pattern to how you do what you do?
There isn't, because every client is different. Hmm. Every client has different challenges. The basics, if you like, is about really discovering what the problem is. And quite often I get told what they think I want to hear. And then it's only when we dig down and we actually find out what the real issues are. And then it's working with the clients to put really good, strong action plans in place. But that's after we've made some really good decisions. Because there's always options, there's always choices. And sometimes the choices do nothing.
Right.
But it's about working with them. So there's no standard reports, there's no PowerPoint presentations, there's no forms to complete or anything like that. It really is hooking into what the client wants.
Okay. And do you tend mostly to work one-to-one with someone, or do you work with a management team when it
exists? It's both. Where it's a business owner, it tends to start off being with the business owner, because they need to get their head straight before we then bring in the management team.
Right.
Larger companies, it's the management team. And obviously with family business, it tends to quite often start with one or two family members and then extend out.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a mixture. In some respects, I'm a facilitator as well as being a coach. So coach is really one-to-one. A facilitator is generally one-to-one. one and a few more.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Do you tend to work in Kent or is it all over the place?
I love Kent. Mm. I spent years circumnavigating the UK and commuting up to London. So actually, it's really nice to work locally. Mm. And there are some fantastic businesses in Kent.
Yeah, there are.
Fantastic businesses. Mm. There's also a lot of businesses out there that actually, if they just changed a few things, could be super duper brilliant businesses.
Yeah.
And it's really lovely to be able to drive around the county and see clients making a difference.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for, you know, a 30 or 40 mile an hour car journey rather than a day trip to London to see a client.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Kent is where I'm based, yeah.
Brilliant, okay.
And Shirley, what's one of the most common mistakes that you think SMEs are making? It's something that you see
eating
that crops up more and more.
Apart from eating too much sugar.
Yeah.
The most common challenge and quite often the hardest one to break is business owners work in the business and not on it. They don't allow themselves time to think, to lift their head up and look at what's happening around them. Mm. They're so focused on doing the very best job they can within their business that sometimes they miss the stuff that's going around.
Mm.
The hardest thing I think for business owners is they don't actually have anybody to talk to.
Mm.
Yes, they can talk with partners at home, but generally they don't have anybody in the business or in the business world that they can just bounce an idea around, you know, I'm thinking about doing this, you know, well, if I do that, you know, this might happen. So that's probably the hardest challenge, getting the clarity about where you're going.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. You know, I quite often get to the point where I think, I don't know which route to take. I just don't know. Yeah, I've got two, maybe more options. What do I do?
And well, that's usually when you phone me at sort of 9 o'clock in the morning and you start rambling for about an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's
and,
really
and she puts the phone on hold and goes out to the beach and takes the dog for a walk.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then I come back and go, oh no,
no,
really?
Don't do that. Yeah, how's the squirrel? Yeah, yeah.
A really good little technique is we think a lot about business and we think about the problems, and actually, like you do, Paul, you phone Jules. Mm. It's only when you actually articulate in a loud voice what the problem is that you can then solve it. Mm. So instead of phoning Jules, stand in front of the mirror and talk to yourself in a loud voice.
I'll get more sense,
and you'll solve it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody will answer you back, but you'll get some answers.
Cool. Okay.
It's also about surrounding yourself with, I find what helps me is working with really good people, you know, like my graphic designer. And, you know, he's got his own business. But I'll send something to him and say, what do you think of this? And he'll come back with a few ideas. And it's, you know, it's surrounding yourself with good people, isn't it?
Mm. Absolutely. And surrounding yourselves with people who are experts in their field. Mm. We were talking earlier, just before the show came on. Most people who start a business do it because they have a passion. They're either a passionate graphic designer or they love fishing, so they think they'll sell fishing rods. They didn't actually start the business because they wanted to run a business. Mm. And suddenly, on top of all this passion, they get red tape and accounts and all of that sort of stuff to do. So if you surround yourselves with experts that can help you do that, and outsourcing your bookkeeping is a classic example. How many of us struggle with our finances where actually you can give it to a bookkeeper and get a fantastic service and a lot of peace of mind too?
Mm. Absolutely. No, absolutely. Yeah. I want to talk a little bit now about the Accelerator Growth Fund. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Department of Business Innovation and Skills and the government decided that if they gave some funding to high growth companies, that those companies would start to turn over more, make more money, pay more tax, employ more people. And basically, we would get the economy going. So a great idea behind it. And so what they've done is set up the Growth Accelerator, which funds people like me, registered and approved growth coaches, to work for a defined period, probably 4 to 6 months, with a company to help them to break those barriers down and get those plans in place.
Right.
Now, the benefits you get, A, is one-to-one with a business coach. You also get access to the Leadership and Management Grant, matched funded grant, and that is up to £2,000 per senior member of staff.
Right.
And that's match funded. 100% yeah. match funded. So effectively, if there's a £4,000 training course that you need to send this person on, then the government will subsidise you to the tune of £2,000.
Right, okay.
if you've got intellectual property in your business, and a lot of companies have it and don't realise they've got it, for example, trademarks, brand names, all of those types of things, there is a up to £3,000 grant available if you are on the Growth Accelerator scheme.
Right. Okay.
So when you start to add it up, you're getting to over £10,000 worth of business support. Now, under this new scheme, there is a fee. If you have five or less employees, it's £600. Then 6 to 49, it's £1,500. And over 50 employees, it's £3,000.
Right.
So even if you're one of the larger companies, pay £3,000, get £7,000 benefit.
Yeah.
So it's still really good.
Okay.
You also become part of that Growth Accelerator community.
Okay.
Now, if you'd like to find information of it, there are some criteria for it. So if you go to www.growthaccelerator.com, you'll find the high level criteria, and you could also apply through that.
Right. Okay.
Alternatively, if you already have a business coach, then you're able to access it via your business coach if they are a registered and approved growth coach.
Cool.
If you'd like some more information of it, there's a couple of blogs on my website, which is www.coachsme, so that's coach as in bus and then sme.co.uk, where you'll find some blogs and details about the scheme.
Brilliant. We'll put all those links, in fact, some of them are on already, but we'll put all of those links on the Kent Business Radio website. Shelley, for the moment, thank you very much for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. But for the moment, Shelley Mansfield, a semi-coach. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very interesting about the grants as well, Shelley.
Yeah. There's a lot of taxpayers' money sloshing about in the system at the moment. And one of the biggest problems is accessing it or finding out where it is and who's got it and what the criteria is for accessing it and blah, blah, blah.
And before the deadlines.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not going to go into it now, but I had a couple of run-ins with
a certain person
about how they...
you know you love a rant.
How they portrayed this on their website. No, it doesn't matter.
Go on.
No. It doesn't matter.
I have to take you down the pub.
Yeah.
No, but you're teetotal. I can't.
Yep. I'm going to read an email instead.
Go on then.
It's a tweet up. You are invited to a free business networking event, the Canterbury Business Tweet Up. This very popular networking event in Canterbury takes place regularly once a month. The next tweet up is on the 6th of February. That's tomorrow. Manana.
Yes. You just were New Zealand then. You said 6th of February. You wait till you listen back. You sound just like Brandt from Ecomedia.
Do I really?
Yeah.
Funny enough, I was chatting to some rather nice people from Wellington last night on Twitter.
Well, you've probably picked it up.
I probably picked up the accent via Twitter, didn't I? Yeah, that
so this is the lovely Arga, Dr. Arga Gordon.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't do New Zealand. I do Australia.
You said February.
Yeah, sorry. 6th of February, tomorrow, Wednesday, mañana, that's Spanish, to provide a fantastic opportunity for all Kent businesses to network and promote their businesses. In short, the details for your diary are as follows. Canterbury Business Tweet Up, 10 until noon tomorrow at the Miller's Arms, that's 2 Mill Lane, St Radigan's in Canterbury, and that's opposite the massive pan display car park.
By Fruitworks, isn't it?
No, not really. No, it's kind of...
Well, it's Canterbury.
It's Canterbury.
That's close.
Yeah. It doesn't cost anything to go. It's completely free of charge. And feel free to bring as many friends as you want.
Colleagues, let me just give you the website for that. It's www.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. There are a number of these events around Kent. We've got one in Ashford at the Hoodner's Horse. There's one in Medway that's just come on. From Louise Felstead. There's one at Lenley's, which is the last Thursday of the month, which is 10 o'clock at the Terrazzo restaurant in Lenley's. Whitstable, the Hotel Continental. So there's always one for you that you can get to. There's going to be a Herne Bay one coming. So kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. It's all free and you'll meet other like-minded businesses.
Absolutely. I've got some more tweets here. I've got Aqua Reed Limited.
Ooh, they're new.
I believe Aqua Reed do water sampling probes and various...
What, to tell the cleanliness of your
cleanliness,
water?
Cleanliness of water,
no
yeah.
Amoebas in there.
Yeah. And they said, we'd love a shout out on the Business Bunker for Aqua Reed MD, Craig, that's their MD, who is hoping to raise £1,000 for, and this is a Twitter handle, at just_a_drop, just a drop, who are a charity that attempt to provide drinking water in various parts of the world. So they drill wells and things like that. They operate in 31 countries, drilling wells. And Craig, the MD of AquaRead, is taking part in a thing called Night Rider London. And you can follow them on Twitter as well, at Night Rider LDN. And it's an evening event, I guess by the name of it, it's some kind of bike ride event.
Yeah.
And Craig is attempting to raise £1,000 for Just a Drop. So do follow those guys on Twitter and try and support that, please.
He's probably down a little well now, isn't he, that Craig, the MD?
He probably is.
And can you hear the water?
Yeah, yeah. So we got special sound effects just because it was a water company.
Yeah, I thought it was quite good.
Yeah. What you're going to do for the next one I'll read out, I have no idea, but I can't, I'm bated breath here. Because I've just had a tweet from Le Rive Limited.
Le Rive?
Le Rive. L-E, as in the French, L-E, Rive, R-E-V-E, Limited, and they're a Kent building company. And they said, could we have a shout-out, please? We have...
Hello? That's going to cost you an arm and a leg, love. Can't possibly do that. You'll have to take the whole thing down.
Thank you for that. And they say, unlike Jules, we offer fabulous rates, we cover all the work, it's all guaranteed, and we're a Kent-based, family-run company. So, and they've got a hashtag, damn hard workers.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, which is quite good.
It's quite funny, because I was doing a photo shoot at Lenny's, and it was a Natuzzi sofa, and I wanted to just shake it up a bit. Natuzzi, darling.
Aren't they a tribe in Kenya?
No, they're a little Italian leather sofa, darling.
Oh, right, okay.
And this Natuzzi sofa is now reduced.
Natuzzi's are big tall people in Kenya.
Yeah, it's a little Italian sofa. But the one in Lenny's, Roper Road, Canterbury, has an iPod dock in the sofa. Actually in the sofa, so you can put your little iPod and put your feet up. And these builders, I was doing a shoot with two boys. I wanted boys on there with plimsolls and, you know, with their headphones on. But these builders went by, Paul, and I tried to sort of drag them in because they had their hard hats on. And but one of them said he would, and then the other wouldn't. I said, it's going to go in Index Canterbury. And then they got shy and said their wives might not like it. So I couldn't get them. But that would have been great, wouldn't it, to have got them?
It would. It would indeed.
I know you're not listening at all.
I am reading
your tweets. I can see that you're completely not listening to me.
I'm in touch with my feminine side and I'm multitasking.
Do you know what Mary Daly has sent in?
Yes, I do, because I read it earlier.
This is lovely. It's such good news. You remember, listener?
Mary was on last week, listener.
Do you remember, listener? Mary Daly was on last week. She was incredibly enthusiastic. She's a multiple sclerosis sufferer. Do you say sufferer? I don't know whether you do. She has the disease anyway. Yeah. I don't think she suffers. I think she's very brave and gets on with her life, and she drives. So she's really cracking this disease. But they had their anniversary launch on Saturday, and she said it was amazing. In fact, she said, I had a great crack, the way she would say it, crack. C-R-A-I-C.
Is there a reason she did it in an Argentinian accent?
We now have in the bank £729,400.
Way to go, Mary.
Well done, you. Yeah. They, she said just under 600...
Just 1 week on the Business Bunker.
Yeah. Yeah. 1 hour.
Yeah.
So she said, we've got just under 600,000 to raise, but we only have 285,000 as Frank Brake will match... Oh, I see what they mean. So, yeah, come on, you can do the math there.
Frank Brake is part of the Brake family.
Yes.
From Brake Brothers.
Yeah.
And they have a family charitable trust.
Yeah.
And Frank has offered to match, like for like, anything that Mary raises.
Okay. So they raised 4,200 on Saturday, which is 8,400. I think she was still having the crack when she was writing this, actually. So... You can also just sponsor it, can't you, by buying a brick for £2. So even if you want to spend, if you've got kids and you just want to do a brick, and, you know, when your kids grow up in Canterbury, they can say, hey, we helped build this multiple sclerosis centre.
Yeah, so the Canterbury Rugby Club is where it is as well.
So she says, once I had the formalities over, I started on the Guinness. Jesus, I was dying yesterday. If you want, you can mention this, please, to your Business Bunker listeners, and also mention that the concert in Canterbury Cathedral is only £9, and for OAPs and students it's £6, and it's on the 7th of March to raise funds for this fantastic multiple sclerosis Centre in Canterbury. So please dig deep, people.
Call it.
Details are on the Business Bunker already, aren't they, Mr. Bunker?
They are indeed, yeah. But
Well done, Mary.
We'll keep promoting that. Well done, Mary.
We will.
Yeah. South of Guinness, I love, you know. It's, it's not good at breakfast time.
Save me some, anyway.
I think what we'll do, we're going to have another bit of tunage, and then we'll talk to our next guest.
And who How's are you playing?
Sound? I've got a bit of Lighthouse Family. What do you reckon?
Oh, lovely. Very mellow.
Thing falls apart, I guess. It doesn't really matter about the rain, 'cause we'll get through it anyway. We'll get up and start again, 'cause we could be lifting, lifting, lifting. We could be lifting from the shadow. All the way, you and I.
Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Hey, cool. Welcome back. A bit of Lighthouse Family
lifted there. I did enjoy that choir. I feel quite sort of...
Yeah, there was a lot of bopping going on in this studio, wasn't there?
Quite zen now.
Absolutely. Well, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome back to the Bunker Show Mr. Paul Williamson, who from Realio Marketing, just around the corner in Folkestone, actually, Paul. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, yes. Welcome back to the Business Bunker. You were on a long time ago, though, weren't you? We were in our old studio, I think.
Yeah, it's about a year ago.
Pleasure to have you back. Paul's here to talk to us about Creative Kent, a new initiative in the county to pull together creative businesses. Tell us a little bit about it and what the rationale behind it was.
Okay. It's it really started from the old Media Tree organisation, mm-hmm. which you may have remembered. Mm. And really the kind of rationale is that there are, we reckon, somewhere in the region of 15,000 creative businesses in Kent.
Right.
And when we talk about creative businesses, we don't just talk about marketing agencies. We're talking about, you know, in Folkestone, for example, in the creative quarter, we've got artists and photographers and potters and all of those kinds of people. So it's really encompassing every element of the creative industries.
Right.
And Creative Kent was born out of Media Tree, really to try and best represent, the creative industries in Kent, and give them a voice, give them a platform in order to be able to win more business.
Right.
I think one of the challenges always with membership organisations is that they promise a lot, they charge a lot, and don't necessarily deliver a great deal. And I think for any creative industry in Kent at the moment, the number one thing you have to do is win business.
Yeah, absolutely.
And be in a good position to be able to do that. So Creative Kent really is about bringing those creative sectors together, those creative industries together and businesses, and give them a platform to be able to win more business.
Yeah, I mean, and that is crucial, isn't it? As you say, it's about being able to win business and to compete. There's been a lot of, I don't want to drag you into this, but there's been a lot of controversy just recently about certain institutions in this county sourcing work from outside the county.
Yeah, indeed.
And I think an initiative like this can help by raising the profile and awareness of just what talent exists in Kent.
There is no question in my mind. There's a huge amount of creative talent in Kent, and you know, I know the argument you're referring to, but that's kind of an emotional argument.
Yeah.
You know, and for me, you need to look at, if you take an integrated agency like Realia, you know, do you have the skills in the right particular areas? Do you have the industry or sector knowledge? Mm. And then thirdly, are you on the doorstep? Mm. You know, if you just say, well, I need to buy from Kent because I'm in Kent, frankly, that's just an emotional argument.
Yeah, absolutely.
That I can't support. And Realia wouldn't be in business if that were the case, because all our clients are outside the county.
Right.
It has to be about having the right skills in the right market sectors, and then being on your doorstep. But there is a huge amount of talent in the Kent area, and when you look at the business profile of Kent as well, there's an awful lot of businesses that can benefit from that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting, isn't it? Because there tends to be hotspots of creativity in various places in the county, you know, with the creative quarter in Folkestone, the clustering centres of Canterbury.
Tunbridge Wells.
And Tunbridge Wells. And places like that, there are clusters. I don't know if you know.
Margate.
Yeah, and
starting now, around
they're
the
trying
turn
very hard to develop Margate. I don't know if you know this. It's a fact I found out a while ago, but Canterbury is the number one digital city in the United Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
That's pretty amazing,
which
actually.
I mean, I'm not sure on what basis that is or how they calculated it. But
well, certainly locating Kent, talk a lot about the couple of businesses that have relocated to Canterbury.
Yeah.
But again, you know, for me, it's about Creative Kent is about representing the creative sectors, but it's also about encouraging businesses to be able to buy locally on the basis that they're getting the right kind of skills.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's no question in my mind that those skills are there.
Mm.
It's about ensuring that the businesses in Kent are fully aware of what's available to them.
Absolutely. Now, I'm actually involved with the University of Kent at Canterbury with one of their new schools, which is the School of Digital Engineering and Arts. So is Creative Kent going to look at how to help get people into the industry as well? Is that something that they're going to focus on?
I think for me, I can speak for me rather than the rest of the committee, but certainly my focus has to be about what's in it for me.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
And what's in it for me for the creative industry is about being in a position to win more business. Mm. What's in it for me from a client perspective, from a business's perspective, is do I get the skills on my doorstep? And I think if we can create that, then we've achieved a great deal.
Mm, absolutely.
That then gives us a platform to be able to do some of the other things. You know, we know that there's a big issue around migration of skills. Mm. So we've got lots of fantastic creative people that feel that they have to go into London in order to be able to get a successful creative career.
All the salaries. Mm.
I mean, the reality is, of course, when I first worked in London, when I worked for Bates, they were paying people coming out of university £5,000 or £6,000 just so they could say that they got Bates on their CV. Mm. Now you can't live on £5,000 or £6,000. Even Paul can't live on £5,000 or £6,000.
No, even I couldn't.
So I don't think the salary gap is as huge as people would suspect when you start to put travel in and all those kinds of things.
Especially now, I mean, the cost of travel now is pretty humongous. Yeah.
So I think, you know, the ability to be able to, we want to position Kent as a centre of creative excellence. Mm. And in order to be able to do that, then we do need to retain the skills that we develop in the county. Mm. But first and foremost, you have to create some wealth. Mm. In order to be able to do that, and that means making sure that creative industries are doing very well and successful here, and that clients see the benefit of buying locally.
Yeah, absolutely. So from a membership point of view, for those people that are now busily thinking, I need to join Creative Kent, there's a website which we'll give out later, and there's a link on the Kent Business Radio website where you can go out and find out all about this and what's going on. But tell us some of the things that Creative Kent are looking to do in order to facilitate, you know, the ability for people to find this kind of work.
Well, I think two things that we do need to point out. The first one is that it's a community interest company, and so it's not designed to make a profit. Mm. It is there to everything that's made out of the membership fees is fed back into the system. So I think that's a really important thing to point out. Mm. I think the second thing to point out is actually the cost that we're talking about here. Mm. For a small organisation, we're talking about £40 a year,
right?
Which is your
that's
lunch
fantastic.
Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's you know, in my mind, it will demonstrate extraordinarily good value for money.
Yeah.
The benefits you get from that are we're linking in with a number of already existing organisations such as the IOD and the CIM to encourage people to come on courses and networking events, those kinds of things, putting people in touch with people in order to be able to do business. Mm. And then we're going to look to support and work with universities in the future as well. But fundamentally, it's about putting people in touch with people in order to do business.
Mm. Yeah.
I think the website, I have to say, a bit of a shout out to Pingala Media.
They've done
a fabulous job on the website. Mm. And on there you will see, you get a directory listing as a member where you're able to showcase all of your work. Mm. One of the nice things about this as a membership organisation as opposed to other ones is it's not tiered, so you get everybody gets the same benefit, everybody gets the same value. Mm. I wish we'd called the agency ABC rather than Realia because we're bottom of the list. But everybody gets to showcase their work and all the contact details and all that kind of stuff is on there as well.
Yeah.
We've also got a lovely little tweet and a feed on the website so you can find out about all the events that are happening locally. Mm. For the creative sector.
Yeah, brilliant. And also, as a non-creative business looking to find creative businesses,
absolutely.
You can also go into the website and see who's there and find out who's about. So
yeah,
it's a resource for non-creative businesses too.
Absolutely. I think that's fundamental. I think, you know, we are going to spend as much effort supporting clients joining and working with us as we are creatives, because fundamentally that's how the thing's going to work. It's going to work by ensuring creatives get an opportunity to win business, and then hopefully some of the institutions that you've mentioned will recognise the value of it.
I'm sure they will. That's really good stuff. So give us a shout out for the website.
Yep, it's www.creativekent.org.
Cool. So do have a look at it.
Well remembered.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It will be on the Business Bunker. Is it already?
There's a link already on the Business Bunker website on the front page if you want to follow up. And that link will remain both in the archive and on the front page for a while as well. Do have a look at the website, whether you're a creative business or not. If you're not a creative business, it's a great place to look and find out where you can get creative support. If you are a creative business, it's a great place to look at the membership benefits. And obviously, the more creative businesses, I'm a member through one of my web design companies.
You're very creative, Paul, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you should see him in his smock, listener.
Well, that's what the Inland Revenue said to me anyway when I did my tax return. That's very creative, Mr. Andrews. Now do it properly.
I think you've got my friend Ken Lloyd on there of Charisma Design.
Yeah, I think Ken joined.
Now, he's got a very successful graphic design agency in Herne, but he's ex-Saatchi & Saatchi and Young & Rubicon. I mean, you've got top guy living in Herne. Just to show, you know, he joined up straight away.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, as I said, there is a genuine pool of great creative talent. What's important from a client's perspective is, as I say, they've got the skills there, but they've also got the industry sector knowledge. So we're talking about insurance brokers earlier. If you're an insurance broker looking for an integrated marketing agency, then you will find those kinds of people on Creative Kent.
Absolutely. And just while you're here, I know you came on to talk about Creative Kent especially, but I do understand that Realia got, I'm not sure it's an award, accreditation, RAR?
Yes.
Accreditation again?
Yes.
Which is cool. Tell us a little bit about
that. Just mentioning that.
No, that's all right.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Well, you can pass that tenor over.
Yeah.
Tenor?
Just tell the listener what an RAR is.
So RAR is the Recommended Agencies Register, and basically this is a benchmarking organisation within the UK designed to try and benchmark marketing agencies. It's very difficult to be able to, certainly when you're in a pitch situation, it tends to be a bit of a beauty parade, who's come up with the nicest idea, which idea is the MD's wife going to like the most. So this is about benchmarking agencies, and they base you on criteria such as value for money, creativity, account management, those kinds of things. There's probably about 450, 500 agencies in the network now, I think. And essentially what they do is they ask your clients confidentially to rate you as an agency.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm pleased to say last year we were a finalist in the Best Integrated Agency category. And we've retained our rating for this year. So
brilliant.
We've got the announcement of the finalists for this year's awards is on the 14th of February, I think. Which might be the Valentine's Day massacre for us. But yeah, we've retained our rating for next year, which is wonderful news for us.
Brilliant. Fantastic achievement.
Tweet us in that news when you get it.
Will, absolutely.
Brilliant. Paul, for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on The Business Bunker. That's Paul Williamson from Realia Marketing in Folkestone and committee member from Creative Kent. Do stay with us for the last 15 minutes of the show. We haven't got much longer left, but for the moment, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Give us a shout for your website as well.
Yep, it's www.realia.co. That's realia.co.
Brilliant. Fantastic.
Which is, he called it ABC, though.
Yeah, he could have called it Realia.
At Realia. It's an aardvark agency, unfortunately.
Yeah. I've got loads of tweets all of a sudden, and we got loads of emails.
They
you do an
wake
email.
Up. Yes, I will.
You do an email, I'll do the tweets.
Just to tell Bunker listeners that Shirley Mansford, who was our guest, she's still in the studio, and we were chatting, and she said that she's got a new ebook which you can download for free. On her website, I'm going to read out the website at the end of this. The book is called Business Success. It's all about confidence. Great title. So you can download that on www.coachsme, so coach like a bus, sm for mother e.co.uk. It's a free ebook, so go and grab it, and it's by the famous Shirley Mansfield.
Brilliant. Yep.
Got one here from Cooper Burnett, Paul.
Yeah, go for it.
And they're advising on the sale of Brunning & Newman Houghton. I hope I've said Houghton right, or it might be Houghton. Cooper Burnett has advised on the sale of the Groombridge-based IFA, Brunning Newman Houghton Limited, BNH, to the wealth management company Bellpenny. And Victoria Sampson is a partner at Cooper Burnett, and she's worked with the vendor, David Brunning, in the quickly completed deal. So well done there, guys. That's a great accolade. And she said the draft sale agreement was received on a Thursday, and we completed the following Friday. Well, that's pretty impressive. Well done, Victoria Sampson, and the team there at Cooper Burnett on behalf of Brunning, Newman and Houghton. Thank you for that.
Brilliant. I've got a few tweets. Some of them are a bit funny. Belinda Wright has tweeted, why don't you ask Vanilla Web on the Business Bunker for a shout out? And she's addressing that to someone that's trying to raise a parking petition.
Uh-huh.
And by a process of elimination, just call me Inspector Clouseau, I think that might be Ladies Who Launch, because Ladies Who Launch has said, oh, that's a great idea, I might.
Can we do our Inspector Clouseau now?
You can, but Ladies Who Launch might, but she hasn't yet.
She might next Tuesday.
But she might next Tuesday. So
what they usually do is they wait till we're off air and then they do
it. And then they tweet and go, could you give me a shout?
And then they wonder why we don't.
Yeah. I've also had a tweet from Angela Bryce-Stevenson.
Hello, Angela.
She said, I'm listening via tuning app on my phone through the car radio on the way
How
over.
How newfangled.
Yeah.
Is she coming over here?
She is indeed.
I say.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, 12th of Feb, there's a Fly Folkestone Chamber Networking Breakfast, Paul. February breakfast, it's held at the Marquis. Was that Marquis? No, Marquis. It's a wonderful boutique hotel located in Alcombe, between Folkestone and Dover.
She's there from London, isn't she? She don't know.
Are you local?
She don't know nothing around here.
And they said this is an ideal opportunity to network and meet other businesses in a relaxed, fun, yet business-like environment. So no pressure to give referrals or to speak in public if you don't want to. And after breakfast, details of this year's Folkestone Air Show, Fly Folkestone, is being staged on June 7th, 8th and 9th and will be presented by project manager Yvonne Holder. And the aim of Fly Folkestone is to attract 100,000 visitors, almost double the number estimated to have attended last year's show, with the flying display on Saturday, June the 8th, and a fantastic programme of ground events, activities and entertainment on all 3 days. So book your place, contact Tracy Reynolds. There is a phone number, I'll read that in a minute, and it's www.kentchannelchamber.co.uk. Details will be on the bunker after the show. And it's a 01303270022. And thank you, Paul Anders, for not doing the flying goggles routine while I read that, which he usually does.
Yeah. I've had a tweet from Alex Waterson of F Keys, the Microsoft Office training outfit in Medway. It's a great show. I'm listening today. I haven't listened for the last couple of months because I've been really busy. So I'm listening today. Thank you, Alex. Lovely to hear from you. And I hope things are going well for you over there. That's from Alex Waterton of F Keys, the Microsoft training office in Medway. We've had a follow-up email from Kiddie Cancer Info.
Oh, yeah.
Tracy.
She's saying that she's not going to go on Heart FM.
She's gone manager, lol. Gibson's was the main sponsor for the campaign. Thank you. Kiss, kiss. Great show. Thank you, Tracy, and good luck with what you're doing. Absolutely brilliant.
I wonder if those kisses were for you or me.
Yeah. Bound to be for me. And then Lee has also followed up. Thanks for the mention about the Chinese New Year. It all begins at 12 o'clock with the mayor dotting the eye of the lion to wake him up.
Oh, it's very Chinese.
I guess that means something.
It's such a cosmopolitan show, Paul.
Yeah, absolutely. What makes that?
Well, you said manana earlier, and then you had a little bit of French, and then you've had Clouseau, and now that.
Absolutely.
Didgeribri.
Bonjour.
Didgeribri. And you did New Zealand, I forgot that. Didgeribri, new media sages.
Jules.
No, that's Australian.
I know, I can do Australian, I can't do New Zealand.
Tattoos and clusters. Looking forward to seeing you all at our new home, The Parrot, in Canterbury. Where's The Parrot, local?
It's,
I don't know.
It's behind St Radigan's car park, opposite the Jolly Sailor, in North Street.
This is Paul it's the teetotaler speaking.
Yeah, no, well, I was in there. I was in The Parrot with Stu last Saturday, my youngest. Yeah, after football. Yeah.
Well, they've got some ace speakers at The Parrot. They've got Michael Nutley, who's the former editor-in-chief of New Media Age. They've got, is that Sion or Sian? S-I-O-N.
I don't know, Jules. You've got the email.
Well, I've got no idea. S-I-O-N. Is that Sion?
Sian.
Well, I'm not sure. I don't know. Sion. S-I-A. It might be Sion Smith. Is the brains behind the planet's biggest iPad tattoo publication. This means nothing to me, what I'm reading. I'm not really sure what it is. Anyway, Digibri. Obviously something digital. It's February 2000, this year, this month. It's at the new venue at The Parrot. There must be... No, there's not. There's no even a thing in here. So I suggest that you just Google Digibri and Mr. Andrews will find out. is that there's a hashtag DigiBree. So just hashtag it on Twitter and it'll come up. It's obviously something hugely new age.
Brilliant.
We got, must go.
We've suddenly got a million tweets coming now.
Yeah, they always wake up halfway through the show.
We spark them into life.
Yeah.
We've had a tweet from Craig Harrison, who is in fact the MD of AquaRead, saying thank you for the tweet out.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Oh, I've run out
You've
of water.
You've run out of water, never mind. That's Sorry our about pleasure, that. Craig. Good luck with that. We've had Burswood, a new listener. We are taking bookings for our ladies' lunch on the 1st of March. And we will be raising funds for Burswood Hospital. And the website for that is Burswood, burswood.org.uk. Ian from Beaujolais Boy has been on.
Ah, well, you know, he critiqued my show, my scoff show, and he critiqued it for everyone to read on Twitter.
You say critique, did it consist of one word?
Well, no,
it began with S.
Listen to your show, Jules. Needs a bit of padding out, but I guess you're working on it. Wait till I come in your shop, young man, and critique that. This is not the wine and the things flowing that I want. What's he saying, anyway?
Beaujolais Boy is saying Cooper Burnett, who you mentioned earlier,
yes,
and the lovely Victoria is a well fit. They were speedy with our sale as well as providing great service. I take it that's when they acquired Liquid Pleasure.
Yeah, well, it was. Yeah, they're very, very good, aren't they? Yeah. Hugely, whatever the word is, great.
And Lee has been on again, and she says the air show is part of the Folkestone Festival month, where every weekend there is something going on. A mermaid festival and a fish festival.
Oh, you could go in for the mermaid festival.
Could I?
See, yeah, as long as you pluck your monobrow.
Ah, right, okay.
Valiant Financial Consultants have gained chartered status, and they've got offices in Tunbridge Wells and Orpington, and they're delighted to have gained this status from the Chartered Insurance Institute. Described as the ultimate symbol of professionalism, so well done, guys. It enables firms to demonstrate their professional commitment to raising standards of knowledge, capability and ethical practice. And they're covering things for such things as investment planning, retirement planning, long-term care fees pool, planning and inheritance tax planning, as well as offering one-to-one consultations. Regular seminars are also held on these topics. There is a website. It's www.valiant-ifa.co.uk.
Cool.
And we'll pop that up on the bunker after the show.
We will indeed. The Sandwich Sports and Leisure Centre in Kent. That's in Thanet.
I love a sandwich, don't you?
That's in Thanet, by the way.
Oh, I need something in Thanet.
Yeah.
Send it to me.
Yeah, I will. The Sandwich Sports and Leisure Centre in Kent has secured Olympic Legacy funding from Sport England's Inspired Facilities Fund. Sport England today revealed that more than 1,000 local sports projects across the country have now received national lottery funding through Inspire Facilities, which is part of the £150 million Places People Play legacy programme. Every sports facility that receives funding will carry the London 2012 Inspire mark, celebrating the link to the Games. The trustees of Sandwich Sports and Leisure Centre are delighted to announce our grant of £34,458 from Sport England's Inspire Facilities Fund. Our community centre, an independent trust, serves the people of Sandwich and the district of Dover, as well as local schools, providing first-class amenities for both leisure and sporting activities. Part of this grant was to enable us to upgrade our water and space heating to meet the demands of increased membership. The greater part of the grant will be used to increase the range of outdoor sports available to the local community. And you can find out about those grants from www.sportengland.org/inspired facilities.
Amherst Court Care Home have been included in the exclusive Eden Alternative Registry. A third Avant Care and Support Home has been included in the exclusive Eden Alternative Registry of Care Homes. Amherst Court Care Home in Palmerston Road, Chatham, has passed stringent assessment to be included in the registry, an industry recognised mark of care quality. So well done there. And they're looking at the objectives that have to be achieved. So the residents and staff have commenced a positive journey to address the three plagues, they're calling it, which are for the elderly, loneliness, helplessness and boredom.
So that's me.
That's you, yeah. So well done. That's a fantastic accolade there. Well done. I've said accolade twice in this show.
Have you?
Yes. It's my new word.
You've been reading a dictionary.
Yeah, it's my new word.
Stonking.
Business community breakfast. This is the best breakfast, allegedly, for seasoned networkers. Oscar Sawana and his team from Alexander Catering produce the best breakfast food of any networking breakfasts in the area. So say people who attend BCB. It's a non-profit making opportunity for local businesses to share their expertise and needs in a relaxed, informal atmosphere. Second Thursday each month at the Gillingham Golf Course or Golf Club, and the cost is just £12.50 in advance. And the speaker is, oh, this is a strange one. This is in the February meeting. It's Paul Andrews of Jobs in Kent, Business Bunker Radio and Southeast Exhibitions. He will be speaking. The meeting on the 14th of February commences at 7:30 a.m. And that's from Kenneth Wheeler. Ken, do you realise what you've got, let yourself in for with Mr. Andrews being the guest speaker?
Thank you for that. It's worse than that. I've got to get up at like 5:30 to get to that.
There's no point going to bed.
I didn't know there was a 7:30. I don't know what I'm going to speak about then.
Well, you probably just go in your wincey pyjamas, won't you? You won't bother getting dressed.
No, there's no point, is there? Not that time in the morning.
I wouldn't.
No, absolutely.
By the time you've got the mouse out the drawer and all
exactly,
you know, loaded the dishwasher, there won't be any time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Straight over there in my gym jams.
Yeah, and slippers.
Right, I'm going to do one now. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago we had Paul Barron from the the Kent Foundation on the show?
I do.
And he was talking about BLAST.
I hung on his every word.
Yeah, on the 29th of January they held an event called BLAST. Mm-hmm. And they've just supplied an update report. A BLAST is back for young entrepreneurs making it happen in Kent. We had over 180 young people and businesses that attended the event. The evening went off to a flying start, the room soon filled up, and with all those like-minded people in one place there was an energetic buzz about the room. Two young entrepreneurs received special recognition. Kent Foundation's Peer Award was voted by fellow young exhibitors during the evening, and Ellie Skinner, founder and creator of Ellie's Cupcakery, was delighted to be recognised. Mm. She said she had a lovely evening at the Kent Foundation for Young Entrepreneurs. It's a BLAST event and was great to meet lots of new people, and she won the Peer Award thanks to everyone who voted for her. And also the regional chairman of the Federation of Small Business, Mr. Roger House, who has also been on this show.
Yes, he has.
Was delighted to award 1 year's FSB membership worth £150 to a successful young entrepreneur, Mr. Daniel Warren, who trades as Mint Fresh Services Ashford. But he's based in Tenterton.
Oh, that's the cleaning man.
Yeah, who won the prize and said, another fantastic boost for me to win and have a connection with the Federation of Small Business is a great opportunity to help me develop my business.
Why don't you get Mint Fresh round to deal with your mice?
Well, I will now. I didn't know anything. I couldn't find anybody locally to do stuff like that. And when I found out about young Daniel, I have in fact been in touch with him. Well, I sent him a DM saying I'll ring you when I get 5 minutes.
I'll bring you a Tomcat in next week. You can take that home.
Yeah, no, I'm not hungry.
What else have you got?
Oh, you want me to do another one?
Well, I can if you want. Come along to the Geek Launch event. Business across East Kent and beyond are invited to the Geek Launch event on the 21st of February in Margate's Old Town. Told you it was creative, didn't I, Margate? You both looked at me astonished when I said that. So there is info on the website. It's www.geek2013.co.uk. That stands for Game Expo East Kent.
Game Expo.
What does that mean?
Well, ducks.
Ducks?
Yeah, pheasants. Game.
Oh, not that sort of game.
Oh, right, okay.
Honestly.
All right.
Please. Come on, you got...
Yeah, no, well, I've got a gazillion emails here, don't you worry.
Come on.
There's a time management programme on the 14th of February.
You could do that.
Yeah, work smarter, manage others better. Do you run your business or does your business run you?
Oh, there's one for Shirley there.
Yeah, absolutely.
She'll sort you out.
Everything's urgent, but nothing gets done. Deadlines, demands, paperwork, emails, help is at hand. 6 simple steps you can take to regain control of your time. Clarify your goals. Set your own priorities and work to your own agenda, not to others. Get the best from yourself and your staff. You will benefit from this workshop if you run your own business or other enterprise, think you can make better use of your time, want to work smarter, not harder. By the end of the workshop, you will know what your time stealers are, have the tools to set clear goals for yourself and your business, know how to break free from the tyranny of the urgent, regain your work-life balance. That'll be a good one. Be a better manager of yourself, your business, your time and other people. And the workshop costs £54. It includes refreshments and it's taking place at the Thames Innovation Centre.
I think I should go to that. I know what my time wasters are. Mostly, no, it's not what you think.
Talking is
no,
mostly
No, it's
it.
Not what you think. It's Twitter is quite a lot, actually, I have to say. Twitter and emails.
And bottles of Prosecco in the afternoon.
No, I try not to, just to keep myself going.
Yeah, yeah.
But Twitter and email.
I tweeted her last week. Listen, I tweeted her last week about something.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, and she went, I'm not talking. I was trying to ring
you
her.
You phoned me.
I tweeted her and said, answer your phone. And she went, I can't. I'm on my third bottle of Prosecco and I'm not putting it down. It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
It was not. You're exaggerating. It was a Friday afternoon and I, because I run my own business, I'm able to knock off when I went on a Friday afternoon. And I have to say, I do a lot of business around a Friday lunchtime. People.
Three bottle business she does.
In Wheelers, Whitstable. Highly recommended. I've just got to read this one networking because it's time sensitive. Thursday the 14th of February. A lot of things happening on the 14th of February, aren't they?
Yeah.
I wonder if my new husband's listening. 7:30. Is that Valentine's Day?
It is Valentine's Day.
I wonder if my new husband's listening.
It's also Mike Thompson's birthday.
It's hello and happy birthday, Mike Thompson. It's 7:30 a.m. in the morning, so it's not too unearthly, and it's at the Peter Jones Enterprise Academy in East Kent College, Broadstairs. Bring your business cards, local businesses, event is free to attend, hot drinks, hot water bottles, pyjamas, etc. It doesn't really say that. You can contact, I'm going to read out a phone number, so get your pen ready, or you can email Grant Roswell, Roswell, at gmail.com, 07454408274. So that's the 14th of February, Valentine's Day.
So what are you doing for Valentine's Day then?
Well, last year I did my new husband's stuffed hearts, which I thought was really
innovative. Has he recovered yet?
I thought that was really innovative, and it was, you know, dinner on a shoestring, and I'm a very good cook, and everybody has ridiculed me for it. So probably I've got to be a bit more, you know. I think stuffed hearts are lovely. Kentish lamb.
Be stuffed mouse this year.
What's wrong with stuffed hearts? I thought it was very innovative.
If you're listening, Gav, give us a ring and tell us what it was like. Eh?
It's very nice. Yes, with Riverford Organic Vegetables.
Right.
And 1 year I cut him out little sandwiches, little heart-shaped sandwiches. That was quite sweet. But that was when I used to, it's when we first met, you know, you take more time there.
That was before you were married.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, now I'm married, I don't really bother.
Yeah.
Institute of IOD Kent. What's that? Institute of Directors.
Debbie Cameron, who runs the IOD Kent branch, is on next week, I think.
Lovely. Mm. And also we have David Philpott. He's on quite
David Philpott,
a bit,
who's
he?
The chairman of the Kent branch of the
IOD.
Is he
up a mountain or something at the moment?
At the moment, I don't think he is. He's due to be up a mountain again soon, or he's certainly going back to Africa soon.
He went to Lenley's for lunch, you know, in the Terrezzo, and he really enjoyed it. He had duck confit.
Well, that's on a par with being up Kilimanjaro,
yeah,
isn't it?
Well,
going to Lenley's Roper Road, Canterbury.
Oh, it has to be said.
Conquering the summit of the Toronto restaurant.
Yeah. You've got to get a flight of stairs, and then you get to the Natuzzi. We are delighted.
I told you they were a Kenyan tribe, didn't I?
Natuzzi, Italian sofas. We are delighted to announce that Michael McNally, do you know Michael McNally?
I don't.
Oh, someone you don't know, who is an employment law specialist at Warners, will be taking part in the IOD's annual people and development debate. This is, I can't say this word, Paul, say inaugural for me.
Inaugural.
Thank you.
That's
debate,
right.
And it will deliver something quite unique in the world of people. A panel session of industry leaders, real movers and shakers, will set the HR scene for 2013 and beyond, covering all the latest developments and issues. So they're talking about the cost of employing people and, more importantly, people performing positively and how it has a direct correlation on the financial success of a business. So join us for the full English and an unmissable session. Please contact the IOD Kent for further details. It's on Monday the 4th of Feb at Leeds Castle, which is a brilliant venue. It's £20, and if you're a non-member, it's 30 plus VAT, so join up quickly. There is a website, which is www.iod.com, And we will put that on the Business Bunker website, as everything we've mentioned today, including Shirley's book, Mansfield's book.
Absolutely. There's a last minute chance to book something this evening, and it's actually quite a good thing as well. And there's an awful lot of people that actually should go on this. It's just a bit of a clue. It's What's New in Marketing Law, and it's taking place tonight at 6:30 at the Innovation Centre Medway. Mm. That's in City Road, Medway. And attendees get 10 top tips on how to stay on the right side of the law and have an opportunity to learn how the issues being covered have been addressed in real life through a case study, and the chance to network, discuss new developments in marketing law with their peers. And that's an event staged by the Chartered Institute of Marketing. CIM events at CIM.co.uk is the email address if you want to book yourself tonight on that, or you can ring them on 01 628 427 340. I'll do that again. That's 01 628 427 340, and they're going to be talking about all the new cookie laws, email marketing, all the things that are relevant to people that keep sending me stuff that you shouldn't send,
such as
Spam and kinds of things, and doing silly things with websites that they really shouldn't do.
I've always liked peers. I thought you said peers was going to go there, didn't you? And their peers. Yeah, I got that out of context.
Okay. Also, there's an event. Oh, no, that was yesterday. No, that was it.
I love the way you plan your emails.
Well, I can't help it. The emails come in a couple of days before, but then we go on the air on a Tuesday.
Well, here's
and
one.
And the event was yesterday.
Here's one for Thursday, the 7th of March, which I've planned. It's a networking event at Kent Wildlife Trust. And it's at the Tyland Barn on this Thursday, the 7th. There is a website, which I'll read out. It's an opportunity to network. Oh, it's got homemade cakes. Brilliant. Free prize draw as well. So it's www.kentwildlifetrust.org.uk/events. And it's from Marion Turner of Kent Wildlife Trust. Hello, Marion.
Brilliant. Have you heard of the Bloodhound Project?
Bloodhound?
Mm.
No, I haven't.
It's Britain's latest attempt on the world land speed record. And it's a car that's capable of driving at 1,000 miles per hour.
Blimey.
And it's been built in Kent. The Bloodhound SSC will be in Sittingbourne on the 4th, 5th and 6th of March 2013.
Mm.
And they will have a driving simulator where visitors can try their skills at driving in a straight line at 1,000 miles per hour.
God.
Scary.
Isn't that amazing that that's in Kent and in Sittingbourne?
Mm.
I need a new car.
Yeah. Well, you don't need that kind of car.
Oh, I could do
Mind you, with that kind of car, you'd never set off a speed trap, would you? You'd be gone. You'd be long gone before the camera went off.
Well, I have done my speed awareness course, of course. So.
Also on display will be the EJ200 jet engine, one of the most advanced jet engines currently in active service, which is powering the UK Typhoon fleet. That's a Typhoon aircraft. And the Bloodhound SSC will be using one of these engines to power the car.
I love the way you say engine. Engine, you say. It's very Kentish.
Engine,
yeah. It's an engine. You say engine, it's Kent. It's a Kentish accent.
Is it?
It's nice. It's charming.
But I'm not from Kent. I'm from Fulham.
Yeah, but you've been mixing with Kentish people.
Yeah, I've been around a long time.
Engine.
Yeah.
Go on, say it.
Engine.
No, you said engine.
Did I?
Yes.
Anyway, we're kind of at the end of the show now, really. So I think that's probably
enough
now. I was going to read two more emails, but I got told.
I've got three left, so we can carry them over for next week.
We'll do those next week.
We will.
Anyway, look, you've been listening to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jill Serkin, and our fantastic guests, Shirley Mansfield from CoachSME.co.uk. And Paul Williamson from realia.co and creativekent.org.uk. Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's been an absolute pleasure. We will be back next week. Have a fantastic week.
Pass me the within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.